This is Lauri Markkanen, and it's time for a Jazz Game Rewind.
Jazz are up by 6, 96-90, 11 minutes left. This would be a remarkable win by the Jazz without Mike Conley. Clippers without Paul George.
And the absence of Mike Conley was felt on the court tonight as the Jazz fall to the Los Angeles Clippers in the fourth quarter, 121-114. Welcome back to Jazz Game Rewind. I'm Kristen Spear. After trailing by as much as 17 in the second quarter and down 10 at the top of the second half, your resilient Utah Jazz fought their way back to take the lead by 5 late in the third. Utah's 23-6 run included 7 points from leader Lauri Markkanen, who ended the night with 25 points and 10 rebounds, as well as 6 points from Talen Horton-Tucker, who acted as a spark of energy, scoring 14 off the bench.
Markkanen accelerates the front court, leaves it behind for Linick. 4-3. Got it! Subtly great play by Lauri Markkanen there. I said he accelerated. He did it to bring the defender to him to open up the lane so that nobody was near Linick, and he got the 3. A little point guard play from the 7-footer right there, and the Jazz are back within 5. Right side Clarkson off a Kessler pick. Stop to the free throw line. Gives it back to Beasley, who hasn't found the range yet tonight. Contested 3. Good. I just had to say that to get him going. Clarkson in the front court, wearing 00. Between the legs, left to right. Into the lane. Hangs. Passes to Markkanen and rotates Horton-Tucker. Top to Bees. Do it again, Bees. No, but Markkanen tip in, no. Markkanen gets it back, puts it up, he scores, and he's fouled. An old-fashioned three-point play attempt for Lauri Markkanen. That man is just forceful, beastful, and resilient. Lauri Markkanen. John Wall gets stripped. Ground ball robbery from the Jazz with a chance to take the lead. Horton-Tucker attacking the rack. Fouled and finishes. Utah leads. How about that? Horton-Tucker with 4 on the shot clock. An off-balance 3 tickles the twine. Oohs and ahs from the crowd wondering how that went down. Clarkson in the middle of the floor, leaves behind for Beasley. Penetrates to the rack, hands to Kessler, 2-hand rim rocker. 89-84. Jazz with their largest lead of the night, and they trailed by 10 when the half started.
With Paul George out on injury and Kawhi Leonard coming back from one, the Clippers rallied their own 20-8 spurt, fueled by Norman Powell's season-high 30 points to regain control. Let's take you now to the last 5 minutes of the game, where Powell's beyond the arc shot puts the Clippers in front by 3, and Ty Lue's challenge with 56.3 seconds left buries the very last chance the Jazz had to end the game. Here is David Locke and Ron Boone with the call.
Sexton driving on a no-pass possession, misses the layup. Vando battling in the midst of 4 Clippers, can't get the rebound. Jazz have got to get back defensively here. Push ahead, Powell wide open, unguarded 3, got it. You've got to be kidding me. And you've got to be kidding Will Hardy, he takes a timeout too. That's not good. With Conley out, top to Clarkson, Jordan's got 22. Drives, tough right-hand floater, scores it over Powell. Left side, Batum, catch and shoot 3, no good, rebound Beasley. Sexton in the corner, rotates to Olynyk, ball fakes a 3, puts it on the deck, turned it over a moment ago. Now over to Sexton, there's 3 players standing within 2 feet of each other. Sexton's totally stuck in the corner, throws a pass, it's deflected, it's picked up by Vando, misses the layup, gets his own rebound, kicks it back to Sexton, fires the 3, brick, rebound tipped by Vanderbilt out of bounds. There is nothing poetic about anything the Jazz are doing right now, but the fight is magnificent. Here's Jackson, firing a 3, hitting. Jazz got caught under the pick. The off-the-bounce 3, which has been completely absent for Jackson, 4 of 18 coming in, he hits that one there. He has 25 tonight to lead them. Clarkson driving on Jackson, head down into his chest, stepping through high off the window over Zubac and in. Jordan Clarkson's going to work. He's got 24. Jackson behind the back pass. Zubac catches and dunks. Man, that was risky and nifty. Clarkson calls for a pick. Wants Jackson off it. Vanderbilt doesn't set the pick. Clarkson goes too fast. Left wing Beasley fires the 3. Coffey flies at him. Alters the shot. Rebound. Pinballs around to the Clippers. 111-105. Don't want to go down any more than this. Jackson at the top. Crosses over. Vanderbilt goes down and trips him. Vando is very, very active, and Reggie Jackson's down. Vando's very... Oh, that's going to be a flagrant foul.
Why? Because they collided knees?
No, watch Vando kick out his left leg.
Oh, he did kick that leg out, yes.
This could be tough to overcome. If Jackson hits these free throws and they score, the Jazz go from down 6 With little wiggle room with 4:16 left and down 10, this could really swing the game. Bound to Jackson, low dribbling between his legs. He veers out to the right to get a pick so he can get back to his right hand. Step back three for a 5-point possession. No good, rebound Beasley. Jazz down 8, need a bucket. Clarkson with 26 points in the meter running. Drives, skip pass to Horton Tucker in the corner. Horton Tucker bumps and backs Jackson into the torture chamber. Tough fadeaway, Nowitzki shot good. Talen, Horton Tucker, who knew? 113-107. Powell at the top, UCLA Bruin. Was in Portland, beautiful crossover on Bees. Olynyk comes over to help, wild layup, no good, but Olynyk fouls.
Right now.
Mike Conley is the thread that has held this fabric together. Inbound to Horton Tucker. Zubac is guarding Horton Tucker, or not guarding Horton Tucker, really. Top to Markkanen. Open three from the top, off the rim, no good. Horton Tucker runs it down to the corner. Top to Beasley. Has some airspace. Fires deep in the cup, pops out. Rebound to the Clippers. Reggie Jackson bounces to Kawhi Leonard off of a Batum pick. He tries to turn the corner. Clarkson's there. Gets in the lane. Throws an off-balance pass to Coffey in the corner. Top to Jackson. Jackson's got 27. He's working through the lane on a right-hand double-clutching runner short. Tip follow, no rebound Bees. 5-on-4 break. Horton Tucker right side. Big step through the lane. He's fouled. He lays it up and in. And he'll make a 3-point play, and Kawhi Leonard's limping. And Horton Tucker will go to the line to make it a 2-point game with 55.4 seconds left. Clippers are challenging this call.
He establishes legal guarding position in the path of the offensive player, and the offensive player makes contact to the torso. The challenge is successful. It's overturned to an offensive foul. The game clock will be reset to 56.3. LA will retain their timeout.
That might do it. Pretty good challenge by Ty Lue. Reggie Jackson in the front court. Jazz obviously desperate for a stop. He retreats back out to the half line, gives it to Powell, who's got season high 28. Drives hard on Horton Tucker and a blocking foul on Horton Tucker. Jackson out to the half line. Horton Tucker bothering him, trying to use the 7-1 reach to get him. Bounce pass inside, copy of the basket. Horton Tucker steals it. Clarkson has it. Clarkson driving, kicking to Beasley. Right side three, no. Markkanen taps it, but nobody there, and that'll do it.
Crypto.com Arena celebrated their own Filipino night, which made it only right for Jordan Clarkson to lead the Jazz with 26 points.
To the wing to Vanderbilt, drives cut off, back out to Clarkson. Catch and shoot contested three is good. Clarkson straight down the barrel on a nice play call from Will Hardy out of the timeout, and he nails the three. Olynyk bounces it ahead to Clarkson. Bad floor spacing. Clarkson has to shoot the three. It doesn't matter. Flame on, Jordan. Clarkson in the lane, gets to the dotted line, comes left to right across the paint. Pirouettes back with an outstretched left hand and lays it up and in. And on Filipino Heritage Night, there were a lot of cheers in the building on that one right there.
Get ready to hear your favorite words. The Jazz are coming back home this Wednesday night at 7 p.m. to take on the Detroit Pistons. Our beloved Bojan Bogdanović will also make his return to Vivint Arena, so grab your tickets now at utahjazz.com. Jazz Nation, thanks so much for joining me on tonight's Jazz Game Rewind. I'm Kristen Spear. See you next time.